Welcome to the State of U.S. Diplomacy. In today's episode, we will delve into the latest developments in U.S. foreign policy and international relations, as recapped in the comprehensive U.S. Department State press briefing held on August 14, 2024, with topics ranging from peace negotiations in the Middle East, military aid, regional stability, to diplomatic interventions. We have a lot to unpack. So let's get right into it. First off, we've got an update on the ongoing Israel-Palestinian ceasefire negotiation, which currently focuses on the issue of the Gaza Strip. Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel took the helm of the briefing, shedding light on the U.S. position and future hopes. The situation remains complex, with the tense negotiations hanging in the balance, and assurances that negotiations will continue despite initial setbacks. Remember, folks, you can find more on this in the show notes. Next up, we have the hot topic of U.S. military aid to Israel. With a whopping $20 billion weapons package on the table, tensions are high. Patel has clarified the intentions behind this aid, emphasizing the longevity of the U.S.-Israel security partnership. He also underscored the importance of viewing this package separate from the ongoing ceasefire negotiations. As we move around the chessboard of international relations, Iran's role in maintaining stability in the Middle East was also discussed. Does Iran's escalating attacks come to a halt if a ceasefire in Gaza is reached? What role does diplomacy and de-escalation play in all of this? Patel didn't provide a clear-cut response, but re-emphasized U.S.'s stand on creating a climate of negotiation and stability. Now, casting our gaze towards the east, we turn to the Ukraine-Russia conflict. The U.S. continues to throw its support behind Ukraine in its struggle against Russia. Patel has hinted at further military aid, but specifics are murky. The aim, evidently, is to uphold Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a sobering turn of events, the U.S. citizen Joseph Tater's detention in Russia was also discussed. Patel reassured listeners that the State Department is taking decisive steps to monitor the situation and ensure consular access. The implications of such arrests on the U.S. and its citizens also remains a legitimate concern. Zooming in on individual cases, questions circulating Hunter Biden's communication with U.S. embassies during his father's term as vice president were also raised. Patel seemed to dispense with any controversy, stating that such requests for advice and assistance were standard affairs. Towards the end of the briefing, Patel addressed diverse global issues, with Sudan, Bangladesh, Japan, and Thailand taking the stage. From pursuing peace in Sudan, scrutinizing political developments in Bangladesh, discussing leadership changes in Japan, to observing constitutional adjustments in Thailand, the U.S. diplomatic stance remains proactive and engaging. Before we wrap up today's show, it is important to remember that this briefing underscores the intricate web of international relations and the formidable tasks handled daily by U.S. diplomats. The U.S. continues to play a critical role in molding global affairs, showing resilience in the face of ever-evolving challenges. And that'll do for today's episode on the state of U.S. diplomacy. Thank you all for tuning in today. Don't forget to check out the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's episode. We'll be back with the latest updates on U.S. foreign policy and international relations in our next episode. Until then, stay informed and engaged, you brilliant listeners.